Hello everyone, I'm Barack Obama. I'm running for President of the United States of America. Yes, and my name is Rich, actually, Rich Experience. I used to work for a place called Kraft Foods. And actually, like, I borrowed this shirt from Kraft when I was laid off. And I this lab coat, and I still have it to this day. Actually, I borrowed two just in case I lost this one, so I could keep doing this song, actually. But I worked there as a food scientist, a science of food, you know, and food products and stuff like that. And I used to make this thing called Oreo cookies. I mean, Oreo cookies, because Kraft was bought by Nabisco at the time. And the Nabisco people didn't want me to fuck with the Oreo cookie, because the Oreo cookie was sacred to them. Sacred, sacred, sacred. But Kraft said, you know, do what you want with it, do what you want. So I encapsulated this orange flavoring, encapsulated in the chewy, like, middle part of the cookie, the white filling, actually. And the key was, when you ate your first one, it didn't taste that great. It didn't taste that great at all. When you ate your second one, it tasted a lot better. But when you ate your third Oreo cookie, it tasted fucking phenomenal. And as long as you kept shoving in your mouth, then the release factor would just keep it amazingly good. So anyway, I was at work one day at Kraft, you know, I'm making this cheese, but it wasn't really cheese, you know, it was this fat conglomerate with this flavor called cheese tang that they put in this thing, you know, it's a conglomeration of fats. And the key was, you know, they put in this rich cracker or a Triscuit, you know, and as you ate it, it lubricated the esophagus. It lubricated your esophagus and it slid down nice and easy, nice and slow. And I'm making vats of this stuff. It's 7 o'clock in the morning on a Friday. I went out the Thursday before and I was a little bit hungover, not feeling so well. And I'm making these vats of cheese, and I start to sing this little song that I wrote, you know, at work, because I can't listen to music, I can't listen to, you know, B96 or anything when I'm at work, so I used to sing these little songs, you know, and it went something like this. Yes, you try to rock out your cock out, but sometimes say your dog's getting chewed, you know, he's running around with it, you don't know what to do, and you're like, stop that dog, don't mess with my shoe, don't mess with my shoe. But you take the shoe away from the dog, you put it up somewhere high where you can't get to it, you look back and he's peeing on your jacket, man. You take a piss on your jacket, man. What are you doing in that sense, man? There's a song about a man with a pet monkey. Monkey, monkey in my suit. Monkey, monkey taking up poop. Monkey, monkey in my suit. Monkey, monkey taking up poop. But until then, I go to work every day. I go to work every day, and I just met her, I'm hungover, I feel sick, or I just hate the place, I smile and I say, hello, good morning, how are you? Good morning, how are you? And, everybody thinks I'm happy, and then, oh, my God, Rich is here, this is so great, Secretly, I just want to kill everyone, that's how it is. Song called Work Base. Work me song. Hey there, how are you? Fine, how are you? Work me song. Hey there, how are you? Fine, how are you? Work me song.
Skateboard rocket starship. Thank you.
the song that hangs it back to me. Naperville, Illinois, where I grew up in Naperville. And I used to have this big room, you know, in this house, but in my closet, you know, it's a pretty big closet, but there's a little hole in the wall, you know, I could crawl in there. Little access hole to the attic, you know what I'm talking about? I used to go in there, I used to stash my Playboys in there. Every night I'd find like some dead animal, like a rat or something in the trap. Fucking bizarre. Yeah. He looks at me and I look at him. I look down the lights here and I'm like, should I eat it? Should I step on it?
Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't. Maybe I step on you. Step on you, step on you. Maybe I step on you. Maybe I don't.
Work, you know, I'm walking down the sidewalk. It just rained and there's all these little worms, you know, just crawling across the ground. I'm like, worm man, why aren't you being brown, you know? Hanging out with your little wormy friends. Up to me, yeah, looks at me, his big green eyes, you know, rolls over his back. What do I do? song about a man. Very similar to you or I. It's a little bit different. Everybody's got a little something different about him. That's true. This guy has little differences. You know, wherever he walks, wherever he goes, he makes this little squeaky sound. You know? Like if you like went outside in the rain, you walk inside on a nice clean floor, your shoes make this little squeaky sound. This guy's problem is he makes a sound all the time. All the time makes a sound. They call me Mr. Squeaky. Because I squeaky is when I walk. They call me Mr. Squeaky. Because I squeaky is when I walk. All the girls, they hear me coming. And they know when I'm around. Girlfriend, you know, everybody has girlfriends, but my first girlfriend was a lawyer, you know. She dumped me and it was horrible. And my second girlfriend was a Japanese major. And when I write, my third girlfriend was actually Japanese, which is just a funny turn of events. And my first girlfriend was into heavy metal music. I went to Ozfest, it was awesome. And then, anyway, this is a girlfriend I haven't had yet. It's called Girlfriend Number 8. My little cat comes up, like, you know, I'm a Stephanie song, he yells me, that's my face, and I'm like, this cat's got a little funk to him, got a little smell, you know? So I decided I'm going to hose him off, I'm going to give him a little bath, you know, you can be a cat, it's actually true. So I took out the palm olive and just started hosing me down, I'm going to wash him off. Thank you. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Oh, yes. Good kitty likes it. Good kitty likes it, man. Good kitty likes it, yes. Great kitty, yes. Last call, everyone. Last call for alcohol. All right, this is a song about, you know, sometimes you think you're worth something and other people tell you you're not worth anything. My first girlfriend who dumped me, she told me I was just a head on a stick. A head on a stick, you know, that's all I am. This song came first, oh, thank you very much. And amazingly, thank you very much. And let's applaud our bartender for tonight. Amazing, the bar staff. Good. Tip them generously, even though they're done. All right, breaking news, my friends. Pontiac Cafe has been bought out and will be closed down after this show. So this is your last time here, my friends. The last time. Next week, yes, next week. So come here often, come here as much as you can, because this is your last chance, my friends. And there's a song called, Yes, You Over There. Yes, I do. I have CDs for free, actually. For anyone that wants them. Yeah. So it's a free CD night. Every Saturday here at the Pontiac is free CD night, as they say, for the next week. And this song about something I love to do. This goes out to the Pontiac Cafe. Amazingly, I'll just say this one story. I was cleaning out my guitar case, actually, before I came here, and I found a poem written by Thach Douglas about the experience from 2003 Pontiac Cafe. So I've been doing this for way too fucking long. And actually, it was that show where they took the picture that was my album cover and the one on the Student MySpace site. So it's got some history behind it. There's a song called Skateboarding.
Yeah.
And thanks everyone, that's for you tonight. It was an awesome show. Good to see all you guys. Brian.